This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. External Affairs Ministry has said that India has urged the Chinese side to ensure the interest in the downstream states at Brahmaputra are not harmed by the activities in the upstream areas. Replying to the query on the hydropower project on the Yarlug Tsangpo River in Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the lower riparian state with the established user rights to the waters of the river, New Delhi, has reiterated its concerns. Replying to another query, the spokesperson said that they have seen the announcement pertaining to the establishment of the two countries in the Hotan Prefecture of China. The parts of jurisdiction of these two countries fall in the India's Union Territory of Ladakh. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, and the Foreign Minister of Maldives, Dr. Abdullah Khalil, held the bilateral discussions in New Delhi yesterday. They took the stock of progress made by the understandings reached during the state visit of the President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Nuizu, to India in October last year, and followed up on the issues that need the further focus from both sides. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the importance India attaches to its bilateral ties with the Maldives and assured and continue to support the Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First Policy and Vision Sagar. Foreign ministers of the Maldives appreciated the timely emergency financial assistance extended by India and Maldives in times of need, reflecting India's role as the first responder to Maldives. Reaffirmed that the President Nuizu and the government of Maldives' commitment to work closely with India in realizing the joint vision of India-Maldives' comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi today. The Mahotsav aims to enhance the rural infrastructure, creating the self-reliant economies and fostering the innovation with rural communities. The theme of the six-day Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for the Viksit Bharat 2047. The objective of this event includes promoting economic stability and the financial security among the rural population with a special focus on the northeastern part of India. The Union Minister of Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will attend the celebration of the 40th Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi today. The Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, Professor Ajay Kumar Sood, Secretary DSR, and the DG Council of the Scientific and Industrial Research will also attend the function. The highlight of the celebration would be the technology transfer between the CSIR and Laghu Udyog Bharati. DSIR's Foundation Day will celebrate its role in advancing the industrial research and innovation through various programs. These include recognizing in-house research and development centers, the Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, and the public-funded institutions to research economics system. The Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized upon the need of the battery swapping facilities to coexist with the charging infrastructure to accelerate the adoption of EVs in the country. He said that the consultation meeting on the development of the battery charging and swapping infrastructure in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Goyal said that the adoption of EVs led to the creation of charging infrastructure should be the people's movement. The Rural Development Minister, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, has said that the ministry is determined to make the villages poverty-free this year. He said that during this meeting of the Rural Development Minister of all the states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. The Commission of Air Quality Management has invoked the Greater Response Action Plan, GRAP 3, across the National Capital Region with immediate effect to prevent further deterioration of air quality. The move comes after air quality in the region deteriorated to very poor category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.